Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next. Checking in on the Beef Checkoff. Joining us today, Heather Buckmaster with the Oklahoma Beef Council. Heather, you've got digital advertising efforts continuing into the new year, but you're adding an extra element to your plans. Tell me about that.
Yes, as we kick off fiscal year 2021, we are staying on course with many of our programs, such as digital advertising efforts. However, we'll be adding a new tool to our toolbox, and that is native advertising, which will begin in January. Native advertising serves up beef stories to consumers as news stories, and we believe it'll be a great opportunity to share more complicated topics such as beef sustainability and nutrition to interested consumers. We are also moving forward with a new project to create robust, science-based high school lesson plans around beef and the environment in partnership with the American Farm Bureau Foundation for Agriculture.
Thanks, Heather. Cattle producers, if you'd like to learn more about how your beef checkoff is working hard for you, go to Cattleman's Corner at oklabeef.org. It's a little book of prayers that was written by an agricultural journalist decades ago. A gentleman by the name of Samuel Gard, who at one time was director of information for the American Farm Bureau, back in the 1920s, helped establish one of the top radio stations in America, WLS Radio in Chicago, helped put it on the air for Sears Roebuck as a way to get their message out to rural areas all across the Midwest. Samuel Gard, one of the early radio personalities on that radio station, on Sunday evenings, he had a feature called The Little Brown Church of the Air. He wrote a book of prayers called The Farmer Gives Thanks in the 1940s. We share with you one of the Christmas calls to the Heavenly Father. Lord of all, though born to earth a mere man-child, swaddled in the fodder of a manger and first heralded by angels to us keepers of sheep, we thank Thee for another birthday of God right down here among us. We tenants, who presently have this earth of Thine and every living thing that moveth in our keeping, are profoundly blessed that Thou didst choose as the birthplace of Thy Son a stable, bedded sweetly with bright straw, and warmed by the fresh breath of honest farm animals, with sore shoulders, distended udders, and gentle voices. Make us ever better herdsmen, so that all Thy children may have meat with their bread. As we follow the star, may we scatter seeds of goodwill, so that peace may sprout out all over the place. Amen. Wow, great words from Samuel Gard. Unfortunately, what sprouted on Christmas Eve on national TV was not goodwill regarding agriculture, but lies and deceit coming from an animal rights activist group deceiving Fox Business News that one of their own was the incoming CEO of Smithfield Foods. Maria Bartiromo interviewed, supposedly, the new chief operating officer of Smithfield, Dennis Organ, who's been announced as the company's next president and CEO. In reality, it was animal rights activist Matt Johnson of Direct Action Everywhere, a California-based animal rights group. Matt looks nothing like Dennis Organ. They bought it hook, line, and sinker. National Pork Producers Council put out a statement yesterday calling it reprehensible. A spokesman for Smithfield says at the interview online, full of lies about the company and about the industry of pork production in the United States. You've got farm news on Ron.
National Livestock, they've been around since 1932, and they're dedicated to being your first choice for cattle marketing, order buying services, and cattle financing. Because of the cooperative structure and spirit, the employees and directors of the National Livestock family of companies are committed to the success of the cattle industry and those involved in the cattle business. Whether you're buying or selling cattle or looking for financing, their staff's knowledge and experience is unparalleled. For more information, contact National Livestock Credit at 1-800-310-0220.
May you have a happy and holy holiday. Merry Christmas to you and yours. I'm Ron Hayes.